Good morning, everyone. So the topic of my presentation is trends in prevalence of diabetes and diabetes medication use among African Americans in the United States, and the data is from NHANES 1999 to 2012. Along with me, I had my supervisor, Dr. Zifeng Liu, who is currently at the University of Michigan, and my other supervisor, Dr. Mildred Mesumet, who is at the East Tennessee State University, where I am. I have no personal financial relationships to disclose for the past 12 months. Speaking to the background of diabetes, we know that the burden of diabetes has been increasing with time. Compared to 1980, as reported by CDC, the prevalence of diabetes has increased. 29.1 million people are affected with diabetes, and this is 9.3% of the population of the United States. As we know that it's increasing, we actually do not have any idea about whether the diabetes medication has been simultaneously increasing for the population of African Americans, and that was the focus of this study. So we wanted to examine the trends of diabetes medication use among African Americans, and we wanted to categorize it by some important factors, which was mostly income, education, and sex or gender. So we used National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. We applied 7 cycles of it, starting from 1999 to 2000, which are 2-year cycles. It's a cross-sectional survey, nationally representative data of non-institutionalized population, which also oversamples age group of 60 and over, African Americans and Hispanics. We included altogether 10,602 African Americans in our study, which met this our inclusion criteria. We applied weighted prevalence of diabetes and diabetes medication as enhanced uses a multi-stage complex sampling process, and weights had to be applied to have any inference which is representative of the United States population. And we calculated the trends of diabetes prevalence and the rates of diabetes medication from simultaneous cycles for select, and categorized it by straight out sociodemographic factors. So the outcome variable, the method for that we applied to diagnose who is diabetes and who is not diabetes was based on their self-report. So all those who said that they are diabetic were categorized as, yes, they are diabetic. And the other clinical measure that we applied for categorization was hemoglobin 1, the hemoglobin that identifies diabetic status, HbA1c. And those who had the cutoff of over and equals 6.5% were categorized as diabetes. With regard to the ones who said that I'm borderline or had a borderline status, we grouped them as not having diabetes. And rest, everybody who had answer of yes or no to these questions were categorized as non-diabetics. For the diabetic medication, we used just the self-report where they said that whether they are using insulin or oral hypoglycemic drugs for diabetes. And when I'm mentioning diabetes, it means just diabetes mellitus. and for statistical analysis, we use SAS 9.4, and to take into account the weight procedures, we use PROC Survey-Frick and Survey-Logistic for estimating our prevalence and trends. For coming with the trends, we actually modeled our outcome variable for the cycle, which were the 7 cycles. So we had that as our strata. I briefly already mentioned this. So these were the results for the analysis. So as it is concurrent with the whatever we have the understanding of diabetes, we can see by the age categories, the highest prevalence is for the older age group. And we did not actually see any significant trend of increase or decrease by the age groups for the diabetes. But with regard to gender, we see that both for males and females, there has been a significant increase in diabetes. For males, it increased from 12.4 to 16.2, whereas for females, it's from 8.5 to 15.8. And in line with the literature, diabetes has been found to be higher in males. With regard to poverty status, we had actually we used the variable poverty income ratio in our analysis, which is the economic classification that we used in our analysis, which is a ratio of income to poverty, and those who have greater than or equals to 1 are at a better status than those who are less than 1. So this is poor income status and this one is the high. We see that those who are at the higher category or better income status, they had a significant increase in diabetes prevalence. And in education, we categorized them by two age groups, which is two groups, which is less than equals to high school or more than high school. And for both of these categories, there was a significant increase in the trend of diabetes. Now, for the diabetes medication, we actually do not see any significant trend in the age groups. But for gender, we see that there is nearly significant decrease in males, which is from 83.3 to 80%. I'll briefly switch in the graph too. And the same is true for those who are less than high school education. The rate of diabetes medication for them has been also decreasing. Now this graph in some ways portrays a little bit better. Now we see that for the rate of diabetes for both sex, it's an upward trend. Whereas for the diabetes medication, we see that the trend for males has been in a decreasing, though it's fluctuating, but it's a decreasing trend. We could not actually identify this significant dip, like a kind of dip in the female diabetes medication. We could not identify the reason for that. And that question keeps coming up. So this was by the educational income category. A very clear increasing trend has been observed for both income categories, both the school categories, sorry. Whereas for those who are less than high school education, we see a dip in the diabetes medication. So the results, we do see an increasing trend in prevalence of diabetes for African American population, which is from 10.6 to 16%. And when analyzed by categories, we see that the trend has been increasing for both sex. And among the population with greater than or equal to, or with a higher income status, and for both educational levels. But in line with this, we actually do not see an increase in diabetes medication use, which is kind of interesting fact to note and to be studied further. On top of it, we actually observe a decreasing trend, which is also something to be considered for future study. Why are we having a dip in the medication use for this specific groups of population, which is male and less than equals high school education? We have some statistical limitations. As we observe with the CDC, the rates and prevalence of diabetes has been always categorized and is presented well when it is age and sex adjusted. But here we are trying to look into the sex categories. So that was different. But if we had adjusted by age, we think that our statistics, our rates would have been more robust in the presentation. has not been studied in this population as far as my research, as far as I could read into the literature, I didn't find the ones who have studied for the trend. So the conclusion is that we have to look into the reason for this flat trend in diabetes medication use. If there are some gaps that need to be identified in terms of policy and implementations have to be addressed for these groups of marginalized population. And that's pretty much it. If you have questions, I'm ready to take. I guess I had a short presentation. Sorry, but I am not aware of it. But I will keep that into note.
I'm not a diabetes expert, but I thought it had something to do with it causing increased heart attack.
Okay. So, do you have any idea of which, like, was it in last 5 years, 10 years? Because we have a long data.
Yeah.
And I could actually look into it. Thank you.
I could look into that. I know that it happened.
Okay. So I'll definitely I'll definitely look into something if that was the reasons for some of the explanations.
So I was just wondering, with this sort of flat trend, is it that people are getting off of medication because we're doing so well with the lifestyle intervention? or is it an access to care issue?
Well, the more I read, I found it because, in fact, when CDC highlights, there's a huge population of undiagnosed diabetes that they want to address. And for the improvement of quality of life, one of the factors that they have mentioned is better medication use. So I'm also not a diabetic expert, but from the kind of understanding I have from the nursing background, that would be just a projection. I don't think that it's more of like not like having better lifestyles to get off the medications, but actually not being able to access medication. But if anybody else has better explanations.
So that's an interesting point. I realized that when you look at the trends for the medication usage, poverty status was a significant thing. Do you remember the outcomes for that? And then maybe we can tie that in with the access of an issue as opposed to that.
Exactly. So what I found interesting is those who are at a better income status have a significant increasing trend of diabetes. So would actually suggest that maybe they are accessing healthcare and they get caught, like it's easy to catch that population if they're diabetic, but those who are very low income are actually not even falling into getting diagnosed with diabetes. Could be one of the reasons, if that's the question that you were trying to mention. But yeah, medication use has not been significant with the both. Like, there's no. Yes.
So, did you look at the insurance coverage?
No, we did not.
And the high deductible test that leads to less access to medication.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, thank you so much. Those are very insightful comments because that's helping me. Any other questions, comments, feedback?
Thank you, Ruby.